Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes during this journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day, and there will always be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you'll have an opportunity to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So for this week, the topic is entering through the window of heaven. So if you will please take your meditation position by having your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and eyes closed. Take a few deep, easy, connected breaths as you inhale from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, and exhale nice, easy, effortlessly. And one more time, take a nice deep and easy breath all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, effortlessly. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way into the center of the earth, where roots are embedded into the center of the earth. And you are sitting atop this tree trunk, strongly connected as if you're one with it. Now imagine that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. This is an electromagnetic energy field that comprises all which is within your mind and your heart from the past, present, and future. And imagine the edge of this aura bubble being 18 inches all the way around you, over your head, under your feet, in front, in back, on every side. Nice, stiff now, eggshell stiffness, golden edge to this bubble. Envision an eggshell type stiffness, golden edge to this bubble. And imagine outside of the bubble is a giant, flaming, violet color vibration wall. Huge violet vibrational wall burning from the ground up outside of your bubble about 3 feet. And continue to breathe nice and easy. And we're going to clear the chakras, which are 7 primary chakras along your spine. Each chakra helps to regulate, balance, and monitor your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So as you inhale deeply, exhale out through the 3 lower chakras, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you don't know where they're located, don't worry about it. Just continue to breathe easily and effortlessly. And as you exhale, you are releasing undesired, unwanted energies that are stuck in the chakras, which are energy centers that receive and collect all manner of energy. Some you may have needed when you were children. Some you may not need. You may have picked up last week, but you don't need them anymore. So just take these nice, deep, and easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And as you release these energies, the violet flame is there to receive them, to take them, to welcome them. The violet flame will take all of that unwanted energy and completely purify it. So as you continue to breathe nice and easily, release energy from your first chakra at the base of your spine where your tailbone is. Release energy from the second chakra 2 inches below your belly button along the spine. And release energy from your third chakra located behind your stomach, also on the spine. And as you inhale and exhale, let go of energy that would keep you in a place of survival. You don't want to just survive this life. You want to thrive. You want to experience the full essence of your spiritual self. Let go of all of those energies that would keep you stuck in feelings that are associated with fear. Those feelings of depression, apathy, grief, jealousy, lethargicness. Whatever the energies are, let them go. Let go of the anger, the competition, the overwhelm, the anxiousness, the stress, the frustration. Let it all go. And as you exhale out through those chakras, let go of energy that would keep you addicted to anything or anyone. Yes, there are addictions that some people have to other people. There are patterns and habits that have been developed that you know are not for your best and highest good. Let go of the energy where you have been working to be completely and totally in control rather than letting divine source be completely in control. So let go of all those energies as you inhale and exhale out through the first chakra at the base of your spine, second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button, third chakra, behind your stomach, and over into the violet flame where it receives this energy completely and thoroughly. And now as you continue to breathe, focus on your fourth and fifth chakras. Your fourth chakra is behind your heart. And your fifth chakra is at the base of your throat, right at the top of the spine. And as you exhale out through those chakras, allow the energy that would keep you from loving yourself, loving others, loving your life, any energy that is conditional love. I will love you based on this condition. I love this based on its condition. Let go of that because unconditional divine love is what's here to serve you and to allow you to thrive in this life and not survive. Let go and release energy as well from the fifth chakra that would keep you from fully expressing the divine essence of who you are as a spiritual being. So as you exhale out through the fifth chakra as well, let go of the energy that would have you communicating, perhaps not enough, perhaps too much. Let go of the energy that would have you believing on any level that you are not a creative being? Because if you believe that, it is a lie. You are divinely creative, and everything you experience and hold in your life is for you to create. And just continue to breathe easily and effortlessly. Not only are you clearing first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras as you exhale, but also clear the sixth and seventh chakras now. We'll add those. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, where your third eye is, where you're able to see energy clearly. The seventh chakra is located at the top of your head. And as you exhale out through these chakras, allow yourself to release any judgment, any criticism that you may have about people, places, things, your life. All energy is perfect the way it is and serves you and serves all of us in the way that it does. So get rid of the judgment. Get rid of that energy in your space that says that it could be better. It should be different. It should be a way that is more correct, or whatever the case may be. Because all energy has its purpose, and the purpose is divinely ordained for you and for others who experience it. And release and let go of any energy from the seventh chakra on top of your head that would have you in a place of not knowing. Get rid of uncertainty and doubt and all that energy that is not for your best and highest good. Let go of all that energy that would keep you from knowing, being in wisdom and awareness of who you are and of how divine you truly are. Let go of the rationalizing, intellectualizing, analyzing. Let it all go. Very good. And just continue to breathe nice and easily, effortlessly. Keep clearing the chakras. Allow that violet flame to receive what's there. And as you do, also clear any energy that might be stuck in your aura bubble as I begin to talk about the topic for today. Entering into heaven is a state of consciousness that you choose to hold for yourself or you don't. When you're in the state of a heavenly consciousness, you're very present. You're joyful, serene. You are open-hearted and grateful. You're loving, you're fulfilled, and you experience much, much more. And you can pass through the window of heaven. Now is the time. It's always open to you, so don't think it ever really closes. But there is a time of planetary consciousness where a shift happens and the window to heaven is completely open. That time of the great opening of this window is right now. And typically it's every year from the middle of November to mid-February. Remember, it never closes. It doesn't close completely. But this is a moment where your desire for the year, for this month, for this week, today, the window of heaven is open to grant you your heart's desire. So it begins with the process of your effective prayer, something that we did last time. So let's start by putting your focus on your heart. As your heart fills up with a pearlescent golden light from the inside out, a beautiful, bright, pearlescent light emanating from inside your heart and shining outward. Notice how it pushes away as it begins to expand and fill your heart. It pushes out into the violet flame any dark energy, any heavy energy, any thick energy that represents fear or unworthiness, resentment, whatever you're holding in your heart that is not of the highest, purest, golden pearlescent vibration. Notice as it leaves your heart and moves into the violet flame. Breathe easily, effortlessly, slowly, and deeply. Very good. And what is your heart telling you right now? What is your heart desiring? What does your heart believe in this moment or know, fully know, and can trust that what you request or what you state with your effective prayer shall come to pass? So take a moment and listen to your heart. Listen to what it says it desires. Listen to what it's telling you. Because what it's sharing in this moment is what it believes, knows, and trusts will come to pass. Continuing to breathe nice and easily as you connect with your effective prayer. Now take a moment and in language that is sincere, uncensored, and non-apologetic, take this moment to very clearly ask or state what it is that you desire. Hold that prayer desire in your heart for just a moment. Allow that prayer desire to fully fill your heart. And now imagine, in your heart is an elevator. Yep, right there in the middle is an elevator. And you're going to take your prayer desire and enter into the elevator. You can take your prayer desire, if you'd like, put it into a lovely decorative box, perhaps into some type of container that you absolutely love. And you take it with you onto the elevator. And you push the button that goes all the way up to the 12th floor, which is above your head, at least 3 feet above your head. This is also where your 12th chakra resides. And so you push that button as the elevator goes up. And once you reach the 12th chakra or the 12th floor, step out of the elevator and look around. Right in front of you is a beautiful building, one like you've never seen before. It's so beautiful, it's almost mesmerizing. How you see this building is determined by you. The way it looks and the features that it holds is yours alone. But it is so beautiful, so brilliant. You can't help but admire it. And now walk toward that building. Experience the tranquility of its magnetic power drawing it to you, or drawing you to it. Feel the love as it reaches out to hug you gently. It's very much alive, ethereally, it is alive. Embrace the joy of its welcoming, majestic strength. And continue to walk closer and closer. Notice directly in front of the building is a huge window. It's where a door would normally be, but it's not a door, it's actually a window. It's the window into this heavenly place, a place where you can rest your heart's desire. Now, with your heart's desire in your hand, walk toward and enter into the building, stepping through the window. And when you enter into the building, you'll notice way in the front, down the aisle, is an altar. Continue to walk toward the altar and place your container with your heart's desire on the altar. This is where you let go and you let God. Let go and allow all energy attached to the ego that keeps you in doubt or uncertainty, unworthiness, lack of self-confidence, any anxiety, stress, overwhelm, not being enough, resistance, and just overall fear about your effective prayer not being answered. If any of these energies or other energies apply, allow them to go into the violet flame. As you place your effective prayer on the altar, sometimes energy comes up. The ego says, oh no, this is not going to be manifested. This is not going to be what is for you. And so you begin to doubt. You have uncertainty. You may become depressed by it. You may feel you're unworthy of receiving it or have lack of self-confidence around it. You may be afraid that it will never come to pass and it just has to. Maybe you have stress or overwhelm. You feel like you're not enough to be able to receive it. Or you may just have resistance to the fact that when is the other shoe going to drop? Whatever the energy is, let it go into the violet flame. You've placed your prayer on the altar, and now it's time to let go and let God. Breathe easily, deeply. Keep breathing effortlessly and gently. As you inhale and exhale, releasing into the flame, inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Let go. Intend that whatever the energy is you are releasing, you are letting go of it right now, as much as you can in this moment. Now, as you turn your attention to your desire effective prayer on the altar, imagine a pearlescent golden light is moving actually from your fourth chakra over and into the violet flame. A beautiful pearlescent golden light is moving from your fourth chakra over into the violet flame. And now see a pearlescent golden light moving from the 12th chakra, from heaven, right where you are. A pearlescent golden light moving from there into the violet flame as well. So see a pearlescent golden light moving from your 12th chakra also to the violet flame. And allow the two points of these pearlescent golden lights to meet in the violet flame, so that you have one light from your 12th chakra, one light from your 4th chakra, and they meet at a point in the violet flame, creating a beautiful triangular vortex. And this triangular vortex is like a projector. Where the two lines meet at the point, begin to see your desire unfold in that violet flame as the steps you need to take to help your effective prayer become manifested. Allow the image of your effective prayer to unfold as the steps you need to take for your effective prayer to be manifested. Take your time. Keep breathing. And watch as each piece of your desire moves into sharp clarity, showing you what to do and how to do each step toward the manifestation of your desire. You may be shown to do nothing but stand in faith. You may be shown to take certain physical steps. You may be shown to release certain trauma. You may be shown to move into unconditional love. And if you are unable to see any of these things clearly, simply know, hear, feel, experience what the steps are. And whatever they are, receive the message. Accept what you're being shown or what you're receiving and experiencing. And know this is, or these are, the steps for you. Nice deep breath. And as this is revealed to you, let yourself begin to experience internally, inside of you, the full gratitude of this moment. Be in thanks for the delivery of your desired prayer. Allow yourself to experience fully as much as you can in this moment the gratitude, the thankfulness, the blessings of a prayer answered. Now disconnect your pearlescent golden lights from the violet flame. Just simply disconnect them. And see the point where they came together in the violet flame out in front of you. See that point still staying intact, but it's just moving out of that violet flame a little bit as it moves into your aura. So now you have this beautiful triangular vortex that was extended out into the violet flame, moving back into your aura, where this triangular vortex acts as a giant magnet that is attracting your effective desire prayer into your life experience at this time, right now. Keep breathing. Now walk back into the elevator, leaving the building of heaven, passing back out through the window and into that elevator. You're leaving your desire prayer on the altar. Do not take it with you. Leave it on the altar. And once you get into the elevator, push the button down to the sixth floor where your sixth chakra is. And feel the elevator as it begins to descend from the 12th chakra down into the 6th chakra in the center of your head, where you as spirit are able to see all, connect with all the other chakras, and see the desires of your heart prayer, knowing it is happening now, expressing itself now while standing in your full, real power. You are in a heavenly consciousness as you sit within your sixth chakra. You have stepped through the window of heaven. You've left your prayer on the altar for Divine Source to take that prayer and partner with you in the delivery of your prayer as an express package. And now imagine that you are surrounded. Your entire body is surrounded with a great big bright, beautiful golden sun, absorbing all or as much of this sun as you possibly can right now, allowing the love, the abundance, the joy, the peace, all that you desire to experience in this day, in this week, in this month. It is filled and full of the golden sun energy vibration as you absorb as much of it as you possibly can. And I'd like to thank you for being with me on the Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and if you'd like to find out more about me or Center of Light Miracles, go to centeroflightmiracles.org. There is a special for this month, so if you go to courses and go all the way to the bottom, you'll see current events and specials, and for this month, there's a wonderful special for you. Please take advantage of our group services, individual services, and of course, those services that will help you continue to move forward in your personal development and your spiritual growth on a weekly basis. You can go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And until next time, be at peace. Stay in joy and always love.